Lisa Kuratsos knows Fenwick. The owner of Golden Grill has been a part of the community for 15 years, after purchasing the Green Lantern in 1999, and likes the direction the village is headed. With longer summer hours and construction set to revamp downtown, business has never been better for Kuratsos. I'm excited about the Fenwick revitalization project. I think it'll draw more people to Fenwick once the mess has died down, she said. This is the town meeting place. If something is going on, it is talked about here first before the public knows about it, so I don't think that will change because of construction. The Fenwick revitalization project includes burying of hydro lines, storm sewer improvements and overall improvement in appearance, including roadways and parking lots. Something similar to the changes Kuratsos made when creating her business in town. We just learned by making the best of what we had. We'd be looking for deals on purchasing secondhand kitchen equipment, to now where we have everything brand new. Renovations also took place inside the Golden Grill, which led to new growth this summer with the implementation of an ice cream bar run by her children. We made a smaller version of our menu with the ice cream. I just did stuff that was easy for them to do and the response has been great. Kuratsos credits the strong local support for such a successful experience. While the Golden Grill remains on the market for a new owner, she says no major changes are in the works. I want to be proud out of what I put out there, she said. We didn't think when we bought this place that it would be a big deal. When I first opened, I thought it would be just me cooking in the kitchen. I had no idea I'd need so much space as the community has been so supportive. It's been the perfect fit. Whether it's through the front door or back, business at the Golden Grill will carry on per usual and offer a niche family-oriented experience during construction season in Fenwick.